Okay, we're beginning today's shiur in Siman Yud Gimel, which is page 48. Dinei Tzitzis B'Shabbos, the halachos of Tzitzis on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Arba Tzitzios Ma'akvin Zeh. The four corners, the four Tzitzis that we have, they each are ma'akiv each other. Shekol Zman She'ein Bo Kol Ha'arba Eino Mitzuyetzet Gehilchasa. So long that you don't have Tzitzis on the four corners, that's not considered Tzitzis. And one who goes out to Rosh Harabim on Shabbos without all four corners having tzitzis on them, he is chayv achatas, is an issur daraisa. Says in Mishabura in Sivkot and Aleph, the arba tzitzios are ma'akvin zeze, shekulam hei mitzvah achas. All four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah. V'imnechzer lo afilu tzitzis achas, havei kelo hitu b'klal. And if you're missing one of the four, it's ke'ilu you didn't put tzitzis on at all. Ubita legamri ha'asei the tzitzis. And you have been mevatel totally the mitzvahs ha'asei the tzitzis. So it's all or nothing when it comes to tzitzis. You have to have tzitzis on the four corners. Three out of four doesn't do you any good. And therefore, if you have only three out of the four on, so it will be usher to go out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and if you do, you will be chayv achatos. Says the Mishabur in Tzivkot and Beis, ula karmelis usher midrabanon. So to go to Rosh Hashanah would be an issur daraisa. To go into a karmelis would be an issur midrabanon. Now this is not limited, says the Mishabura, to lacking one of the four tzitzis. Hu hadin l'kol sh'ar psul. And this is true if you wear tzitzis outside to Rosh Harabim with any other psul of a tzitzis. Kigon shehoyah habeget sasum rubo. Like we discussed, that a tzitzis on the side, the garment has to be open majority of the way. So if you have it closed majority of the way, like the undershirt tzitzis, that also will be the same problem. O shehoyu at tzitzis asuyin shalobim makoman, or the tzitzis, the hole where the tzitzis goes through, was not in the appropriate place. Either lomalu megimel etzbos, either it was more than three fingers away from the edge. O lomatu mikesher agudol, or it was less than from the knuckle until the end of the thumb, it was less than that shear away from the end. V'chol ki agavna, and anything similar. O shehaya arba knafos katan mishir akosav esimint hazayin ayin sham. Or if the beged itself was less than the appropriate shear that we'll get to later in simint hazayin, again, any of these psulim, b'chol elu aser lotzeis b'hen afilu l'karmelis midrabanan. It's aser to go out with tzitzis with any of these flaws that possible the tzitzis to a karmelis midrabanan. Ubeged shapasua chetzio b'tzimtzum, and a garment that's open halfway and closed halfway exactly, ayin le'el b'simin yud b'mishavura sivkotan chavzayin. And there we said that also you should not go out to a Rosh Hashanah with such a pair of tzitzis either. And if one goes out with any of these pairs of tzitzis where it's pasul, so he has chay v'chatos, sivkotan gimel. Why is he chay v'chatos? The havei masui machmas atzitzis anusarin. Because it's considered carrying on Shabbos. Because since there are some strings that are there, the leftover strings which are there, that's considered a load, that's considered carrying. The enam b'teilim lagabi habeged. The other strings that are there are not considered batel to beged. Why? The chutei tzitzis chashivi heim v'lo b'teili. Because strings of tzitzis are considered chashiv, they're considered important, and therefore they are not batel. Vafilu im osam atzitzis gam kem psulim heim. Even if the other tzitzis are also puzzle, mikom bakom kol shenimtza behem ezel chutin ksherim. Even if most of the tzitzis are puzzle, but if there are any strands of tzitzis that are kosher, daito aleihem, we consider your mind upon them, v'chashivei v'lo b'teili. It gives it chashivas, it gives it importance, and therefore it's not batal. So if you have any kosher strings on any of the four corners, it's a problem of carrying because it's not considered batal to the garment. You could have strands hanging out of your shirt, and that's fine. If you have strings just hanging out of your shirt, that's okay because it's buttle to the shirt. But tzitzis that are the appropriate size, they're never considered buttle to the shirt, and therefore that would be considered a load. Im lo shenisiku kol chutei ha'arba tzitzis v'lo nishabem k'dei aniva. Unless mamish every string was cut on all four corners, and you don't have any strings with k'dei aniva, so they're all puzzle. The oz b'teilim heim lebeged. Then of course they'll be buttle to the beged. They lose their chashivas. It has no importance. Al Kain, therefore, im nodo lo dover zeh b'shabbos. If you realize that all your strings are ripped and they're less than a k'dei aniva on every single string, you realize that on Shabbos, because you hold up b'shus harabim, as you're walking in a public domain, ein tzarech lishol taliso. You would not have to take off your garment, because in that case, since all the tzitzis are pasul, they're all considered just strands that are bottled to the garment, and it will be okay to wear it on Shabbos. If you look at note number 5, he points out, V'hosef el yirab b'sham, shekolza hu dafka b'rishas harabim, u'mishum kavad abrios. The reason why we have this heter is dafka because it's in a public domain, and therefore there is an inyan of kavod abrios not to take off your clothes in the middle of the street. Shem lo kein, because if you wouldn't be in a public domain, if it would be a private area, aser lilbosh talazum mishum bitul mitzvah tzitzis. He's pointing out a very important thing over here. There's really two problems. The only problem that the Mishavura is addressing is carrying on Shabbos, which is what the Mechaber is addressing. But in the El Yerabi, he's pointing out, note number five, that there's an additional problem over here. You're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis on it. So therefore, he points out, the only reason why it's mutter when all the strings are cut off, and therefore it's not a problem of carrying, what about the problem that I'm wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? So he says, that's taka a problem, but you're not mukhiv, as we'll see later today and tomorrow, you're not mukhiv to take it off in an area that it will be embarrassing for you. And therefore, if you are in a public area, even if you realize your tzitzis are puzzle, as we'll see, you do not have to take it off, because that would be an inyan of kavod abrios. And therefore, both problems are taken care of. In terms of a load carrying, it's not a problem at all, since all the tzitzis are puzzle, all the strings that are there are considered bottle to the garment. And in terms of wearing a four-quarter garment without tzitzis, you're not mukhiv to take it off because you're in a public area, and therefore it would be embarrassing, and therefore because of kavod abrios, it would be okay.
If only one of them breaks, then kavod abrios would not doche it?
Right, because if you're in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that would be an issur d'oraisa, and as we'll see, kavod abrios or issur d'oraisa. Right, we'll get more into these details soon. But very good point. Let's go now to Sif Beis. Sif Beis back on top, the Mechaber says, Imhi mitzuyeses kihilchoso mutter lotzeis bala rishus harabim. If your tzitzis are all done properly, it is mutter to go out on Shabbos into a public domain, bein talas koton, bein talas gadol, both with tzitzis on or with a talas on, it's all fine. Afilu bazman hazeh she'en lanu tcheles. Even nowadays, when we're not doing the mitzvah in the ideal way, we don't have tcheles, still it's okay to go outside on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when the tzitzis are all done properly. Says the Ramah in the parentheses, Rak shelo yehei munach lo al kaseifav. As long as you're not wearing the talus over your shoulders, like we learned earlier, that's not considered the mitzvah tzitzis, and that might be a problem. Says the Ramah weiter, Umukminan is a very important point here in the Ramah. Umukminan la talas aches kosei shehu mitzuyots kehilchaso. Ve'ein tzarach levodko kodem sheyetzebo. Says the Ramah that we could assume that if the tzitzis were okay in the morning, as we'll see when you check them, so if you want to go outside now to a public domain, we'll assume b'chazoka that the tzitzis are okay, and you will not have to check them before you go to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to be concerned they might be considered carrying if they're puzzle. You could assume it's okay. You don't have to recheck it before you walk outside on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishabura now. The Mishabura, the first one is Sivkatan Dalad. He says, Mutter Lotzeis, you can go out with your tzitzis on Shabbos. Now there's I think it's rather obvious, but could I to point out note number six, he brings an interesting thing from Rav Moshe. Ubegeder heter hayetzia betzitzis b'Shabbos. The reason why it's mutter to go out with tzitzis on Shabbos, Rav Moshe writes, she'enu mishum shehamitzvah docha es isra ha-Shabbos. It's not because the mitzvah of tzitzis overrides the isra of Shabbos. Sharei ein mitzvah leilech b'Shabbos v'shus harabim. There's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, but there's no mitzvah to go outside on Shabbos. Ella hageder hu shemachmas hamitzvah nasis atzitzis tzorech habeged v'nechsheves kechelak mimenu. The reason why, says Rav Moshe, that you're allowed to go outside with tzitzis on Shabbos is not because the mitzvah of tzitzis overrides the issur of carrying on Shabbos. It's not carrying on Shabbos. The fact that we're required to wear tzitzis on our garment, that's considered a tzorech of the beged. It becomes part of the beged, and you're not carrying. So it's not the pshat that you're carrying, it's not pshat that the mitzvah tzitzis overrides the issur of Shabbos. There is no issur of Shabbos, like we saw before, because it's bottled to the garment, and therefore it's 100% fine to go outside.
Is it referring to the strings?
Yeah, the tzitzis, the strings. The garment is like wearing clothes, right. So says the Mishavura in Sivkot and Dalet. So we said, if your tzitzis are done properly, you can go outside on Shabbos into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Afilu balayla delav zman tzitzisu. Even if it's nighttime where it's not the zman tzitzis, you can still go outside with it. Mishum dunoy hula beged, because it's considered a beautification of the garment, and therefore it's also a bottle to the garment, and it's okay even at night when it's not the zman tzitzis. Vafilu betaliso shel shar minim. Even if the garment is made out of other materials, it's not made out of the ideal materials, i.e. wool or linen, it's made out of something else. Afilu la poskim le'el besimentes of alef techiyuvan rak midrabanan. Even according to the poskim who say these other materials are only chayav midrabanan, mikom mokom noy beged, who it's still a beautification of the beged, kevan di alko ponim mukhiyu behem betaras vaday. Because at least there is a chiyuv tzitzis Avada. It might be only midirabbanan according to some shitas, but there's a vada echiyot tzitzis, and therefore you can go out with it on Shabbos because you're doing the mitzvah tzitzis. Ve'eno domu lebeget shechetzio pasua vechetzio sosum. It's not like the case where you have the undershirt tzitzis which are half open, half closed. The pasak b'shulchan aruch le'el b'simin yud siv zayin de'en yotzim b'shabbos. There the shulchan aruch paskin, you can't go outside with it on Shabbos. The hasam chiyuvu hu rak mishum mitzat sofik. There you're only putting tzitzis on mitzat sofik, because it's a sofik that's chayv or not. So there it's only mitzat sofik, and therefore you put the tzitzis on, but you shouldn't go outside with it. But over here, when the garment is not wool or linen, so the worst that it is a chiyuv derabanan, but it's a vada chiyuv derabanan, therefore that's better, and you can go outside on Shabbos with a vada chiyuv derabanan. You can't go outside on Shabbos with a sofik if there's a chiyuv daraisa. A sofik if there's any chiyuv whatsoever, because half and half is a sofik, you wear tzitzis, but you don't go outside on Shabbos. Here, it's a vada chiyuv, just a rabbanan, according to some, and then you can go outside with it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayda Sif Katan Hey, the Mechaber said that you could go outside with tzitzis done properly on Shabbos, even nowadays when we don't have tcheles. The Hakai Malon, hatcheles v'alovan ein ma'aklin zezeh. We hold that the blue and the white strings are not ma'akiv each other. Diksivu re'isem oso. The Pasuk says in Kriya Shema, you should see it. What's oso b'loshen yachid? Akol chada v'chada mashma. We see from there that they're not ma'akiv. Even if you only see one, meaning if you only have white, you don't have blue, you're still ma'akiv re'isim oso, and therefore you can go outside nowadays even without blue strings, just with the white strings. The only problem the Ramah said is if you're wearing it over your shoulders, if katan vav, da'oz lo have tachshit elamasui. Because in that case, it's not considered a tachshit, you know, one of your clothing. Rather, it's considered like a load. The ein ze derech levishaso b'chol. That's not the normal way that you wear this garment. Miu imiskase rov gufo sagi. However, if it does cover the majority of your body, that's enough. Fa'ein l'kamam b'simin shen alef siflamin mashenutlo bazeh. Here's a very important Mishnah Berurah, and on this we'll see a very important Bir Halacha. And that is the Ramah said that you do not have to check the, we said in the Machaber, if the tzitzis are done properly, you can go out on Shabbos. Zok the Ramah, but you don't have to check it before you go out to make sure it's proper. We could assume it's proper. We have a chazaka, it's proper. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Zayin, Kevan Shebidako Baboker, Be'esh Hayam Mavarech Alavisha V'nimtzu Shleimim, since you checked it in the morning when you put it on to make the bracha, and you found that everything was full, everything was okay. Su ain regularly pasig bezman muat kaze. It's not likely that it would that the strings would start ripping in a small amount of time from the time you put on the garment with the bracha in the morning till you want to go outside. Now, afilu hasiru meitayim. Even if you took it off in the interim, we don't assume any problems happened, and we assume it's still becheskaso that it was in the morning. Umuchach mizeh is clear from this that b'shabbes gamkin tzarich livdok hatzitzis. It's clear from here that you have to check your tzitzis on Shabbos to make sure that everything's proper. Because the fact that we're saying you don't have to check it before you go out because you can rely on the checking you did in the morning, so obviously it was checked in the morning on Shabbos. V'chein kosav ha-bach b'feirish b'simen ches. We had this earlier. The Bach brings this down explicitly in Simen Ches that you must check your tzitzis on Shabbos as well. But the Mishnah Berurah ends off with a very important line. V'ha'olam ein nizharim b'zeh. People are not nizhar in this. They're not careful to check their tzitzis on Shabbos. V'ayim b'ver locha. So let's see the Bir Halacha. Why are people not careful to check their tzitzis on Shabbos? And why should they, in fact, check it on Shabbos? So look at the Bir Halacha on page 48, the second to last line in the Bir Halacha, Kodem Sheyetze. Ayin b'mishnah berurah mashik asavnu l'inyan bedika b'Shabbos. Look what we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. Lagabe checking your tzitzis on Shabbos, that you should do it, but the minog is not to check it. The people are knowing not to check it. V'ulai tam ha-minog hu. And perhaps, says the Chavetz Chaim, the reason for the minog not to check the tzitzis on Shabbos is Mishum de lama yol habedika. What does it help to check the tzitzis on Shabbos? Da afilu lo yimtzaim karoi. Even if you don't find the tzitzis are proper, yihya mutter lilvosh b'Shabbos v'beisakneses. You're still going to be allowed to put on the tzitzis on Shabbos in shul. Kipsak harama b'sif gimel. Like we'll see tomorrow in the Ramah. We'll see tomorrow in the Ramah that if it's in shul and you'll be embarrassed to sit there without a talis and it's the only one you have, you can put it on even if the strings are puzzled. So what's the point of checking? I'm allowed to put it on anyway. So therefore, that's why people don't check it on Shabbos, because even if it's not good, there's a heter to put it on Shabbos. Achzel lo yiturit elo lo magen avram. That only helps us for the reason of a magen avram. The tam bedikahu shelo yelech bebege below tzitzis. The magen avram says the reason why you check it is so you shouldn't wear a four-quarter garment without tzitzis. So according to the Ramah that we'll see tomorrow, that you can do it if it'll be embarrassing and you're in shul, you can wear it even not done properly. So obviously there's no reason to check it, because you'll be able to put it on anyway. But that's only lefi the Magen Avraham. Aval lefi mashe kosav hataz. But according to what the Taz says, the tama b'dikuhu mishum chomer lo sisa. We learned this earlier. The Taz says the reason why we check the tzitzis is not because we don't want to wear a four-cornered garment. Mitzad that, we'll rely on the chazaka that it's okay. However, we don't want a bracha levatola. If you make a bracha on tzitzis that are not proper, so bracha levatola, that's a much more serious iser. So the Taz says the reason we check to make sure tzitzis are okay is for the bracha, that it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. Right? Mishum chomer lo sisa bebracha levatola. The imkein yivdok. Therefore, you should check it. The imyimtza shem psulim yublash v'lo yivarech. It's a very big nafkamina. Even though the Magen Avraham, we say you're going to put it on anyway, even if they're pasul, but you wouldn't make a bracha. So there's, you should check it, because even if it's pasul and you're going to wear it anyway, but you'll skip the bracha. So according to the Taz, it's a big nafkamina checking it. If you check it and it's good, you'll make a bracha. If you check it, it's not good, you won't make a bracha. So therefore, even though people are relying on the Magen Avraham by not checking, saying anyway I can wear it, they're making a mistake, because lafi the Taz, you have to know whether you should make a bracha or not when you are in fact wearing it. And then he says, and even according to the Magen Avraham, where we're saying it doesn't really matter if it's good or not, you're going to wear it anyway. Shayach tam davka beisakneses. This svara of the Magen Avraham is only in shul, where you could put it on because you're in public and there's a big crowd there, and it's embarrassing to sit there without a talus when everyone's wearing a talus. Avalim lo veish a talus beisul, but if you're putting your talus on at home in the privacy of your own home, kegon b'makom she'ein tikun erev be'ir, like there's no erev in the city, so you're putting your talus on at home and you're going to walk to shul afterwards. The minog shelo veish a talus beisul. The minog in that case is to put your talus on in the house. V'sham bevalei tzarf bedika mishnei ta'amim. There you have to check for sure for two reasons. Aleph shelo yelech babeged b'li tzitzis. Number one, you shouldn't be walking around with a garment without tzitzis. V'otshu rotza lelech bo v'karmelos o shrabim. You're also going to be carrying outside through the public domain. So there, even though if you're the Magen Avraham, you have to check it. But therefore, we're saying that there is a, that's the explanation of why people are knowing not to check it, because they're relying on that Magen Avraham. Says the Bir Halacha, but lefi the Taz, you for sure have to check. And even lefi the Magen Avraham, in some cases, you also have to check. If you're going in your house to the shul, you would have to check it as well. And therefore, he ends off a very important ending over here with a very important note. V'anochon shebiyom erev Shabbos Kodesh yidok atalas be'ez hanachoso ba'atik shelo. The appropriate thing is when you take your talus off on Friday and you put it into your talus bag for Shabbos, you should check it then. V'ozlo yitzarech lidok b'Shabbos. Then you want to check it on Shabbos. Because if you check it right before you put it in the bag on Friday, you won't have to check it the next day, and you avoid the whole problem. You don't have to check it. Now look at note number 13, the top note on the page over here. One who has a Shabbos talus, which many, many people do. It's a better way to do it, is have a special talus for Shabbos. So kosav haleket hakemach hachodosh sheyoser nachon lebotko b'motzei Shabbos kishemekaplo kedei lachnisa latik. There it's better to check it on Motzei Shabbos, because you're not taking it out till next Shabbos. So you check it on Motzei Shabbos before you put it away, and since it stayed in the bag, there's a chazaka that it's fine by the time you take it out the next Shabbos. And therefore, that's what one should do. If one has a Shabbos talus, you should check the strings, make sure everything's okay on Motzei Shabbos before
the
you...
The one who folds it on Shabbos, the opposite way. Someone might fold it and they might forget...
Oh, they forget, right, right.
So then
he's saying you should check it on Shabbos. Again, because according to the Taz, you have to know whether to make a bracha on it or not. And according to the Magen Avraham, if you find yourself somewhere else, you don't know where you're going to end up being for Shabbos. But if you're in shul, lefi the Taz, you have to. If you're at home, lefi the Magen Avraham, you also have to. So that's the bottom line is over here. If you have a Shabbos talus, you should check your talus on Motzei Shabbos. So, I mean, you can check it on Shabbos also, but it's better to check it on Motzei Shabbos before, so you'll know, you'll make sure you can fix it or take care of it before next Shabbos.
You borrow the talus? Does it make a difference if you...
We're going to get to borrowing the talus later.
I mean, you'd have to do the Erev Shabbos check on a regular talus also, right? If you were using it on Shabbos.
If you're wearing your week... if you wear the same talus every day, so that's what the Bir Halacha was saying. So on Friday, before you put it away, check your talus. Exactly, same thing. Okay, let's go back. We're just going to start Halacha Gimel, and we're going to finish, Mitzvah Hashem, the Siman tomorrow. So Sif Gimel, we'll finish Siman Yud Gimel tomorrow. We'll start Sif Gimel today. Again, we're on the last line now of page 48. Im nodalo b'Shabbos k'shu b'karmelis sh'atalos sh'olo pasul. Person was going for a walk in a karmelis on Shabbos, and he realized that the talus he was wearing is pasul. Lo yisirenu me'olov ad she'agil abeso. He does not have to take off this garment until he gets to his house. The gadol kavod abrios. We'll do Mishaburis, but we'll stop in the Mechaber for today over there. So the Mechaber paskens, if a person is walking in a Karmelos on Shabbos and he gets informed that his talus is pasul, he does not need to take it off, even though he's wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. Because again, God will cover abrios. He's outside. He's going to be taking off his clothes in the middle of the street. God will cover abrios. You don't have to take it off because you're in a Karmelos, which is only us and the Rabbanah to carry. Right? Because again, if the garment's pasul, so you're carrying the tzitzis. And you're also wearing the four-corner garments, but everything's only the Rabbanan. Well, we'll see. Wearing the four-corner garment without tzitzis is the Raisa, but we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah explains that. Right? There's two possible problems over here. One is you're carrying, so for that, it's only the Rabbanan, so Kar Abrios overrides it. The other problem is that you're wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis, which is a chi of the Raisa put on tzitzis, but there is no, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, I'm just quoting Mishnah Berurah, there is no Isser Daraisa, don't wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis. The halacha just is, if you're wearing a four-corner garment, there's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on. So that factors in over here, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's start the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Ches. So you're walking on Shabbos, Vim Yodo Mi Esmol. If you realize your talus was already pasul yesterday, on Friday, Vishachach Lahatu Bo Tzitzis, and you forgot to fix it, Nire Gamkein Delo Kansinon Lay. It appears as well, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we will not fine him, and this din will apply if you realize it yesterday. So even though the Mechaber is the case where you realize on Shabbos, who had din if you realize it on Friday, you meant to fix it, you forgot, that's also the same din. Urayam Lakamon Simin Shinun Hei, Sev Gimel Bago, Hecha Deshacha Velo Irvu, Ein Sham. Fine. Keshu Bekarmelis, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hum Makom Shesham Ein Isra Tiltol Rak Mid Rabbanan. Like we mentioned before, a Karmelis is a place where the Isra of carrying is only Mid Rabbanan. Ulakach Ein Tzar Lahasir, therefore you don't have to remove it. The Kavod Habrios Doche Isra the Rabbanan. The Kavod Habrios, that it would be embarrassing to take off your clothing outside, so that overrides the Isra the Rabbanan of carrying the strings in the Karmelis. Aye, but there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to put tzitzis on your garment. The afa gav the tzitzis mitzvah asay d'oraisa, and even though the mitzvah of tzitzis is d'oraisa, u'd'oraisa lo dochina b'nei kavod abrios, and d'oraisa, we don't override a d'oraisa because of kavod abrios, except in certain circumstances, which we'll see tomorrow, but in general, we don't override a d'oraisa because of kavod abrios. Mikol makom shari, it's still okay to walk around with a garment that's four corners out of tzitzis. Why? The lo amre Torah lo silbash begib lo tzitzis. The Torah doesn't say don't wear a garment without tzitzis. That's not what the Torah says. Rak mitzis asay lahatul bo tzitzis. The Torah just says that when you wear a four-corner garment, put tzitzis on. The kevan she'ein yachol lahatul bo tzitzis b'shabbos. And since you can't put tzitzis on Shabbos, ain't over mitzis asay. You're not over the mitzis asay. The ain't alav rak iser d'rabbanan. And therefore, it's only considered an iser d'rabbanan. So amazing. Since the Torah doesn't say, if the Torah would say, don't wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis, that would be the Issa D'Raisa. But the Torah just says, put on tzitzis to the four-corner garment. Okay, I want to, but I can't. Since you can't, so it only becomes a derabanan to wear it. So vayter it's derabanan, ulakach utur v'nei kavod abrios, and therefore that problem of not having tzitzis on your four-corner garment will only be lowered down to a derabanan since it's Shabbos and you can't fix it. Memela, it's mutter because of kavod abrios. Ve'ein tzar l'shira talus, and you will not have to take off the talus. Avol, but b'shus harabim shumen haTorah. But if you're in the public domain where it's an issa d'oraisa to carry, tzarich lefashto bein b'talus gadol bein b'talus katan. You have to remove both your talus or your tzitzis if you realize that it's not good because now you're carrying d'oraisa. Va'afilu im yishar omed arum al yedei zeh. Even if you're going to end up being naked, still you have to take it off. She'ein kavod abrios docha issa d'oraisa kaze b'chol gavni. Because kavod abrios does not override an issa d'oraisa like this in any circumstance. Now we'll see tomorrow that it's not so pasha, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah is writing now. Ulekamon b'ilchos Shabbos emirtz Hashem yizboer diyesh machlokes in bizman hazeh yesh lanu din rishus harab malo. We'll discuss later on, and Hilchos Eruvin, there's a machlokes, if nowadays we have a rishus harabim, we don't have a rishus harabim, what exactly defines a rishus harabim? That's not for now, that's for chelek vav, for mitzvah Hashem. V'nire, and it appears to be di'im ha'gadil hu shalim, v'apsul hu rak be'onof, very important point over here, if you realize your tzitzis are pasul, but the gadil, which is where the knots and the wrappings are, that's all intact, the psul is only in the strings, all the strings got cut off like we discussed last night, nucha l'tzaref lazeh das hari le'el d'machshir, there we could be mitzaref, the shita of the ri, which you saw last night, who's machshir that, the ain't tzarech lefashto tekef, and you don't have to remove it right away, rak yimar le'lech lebeso. So again, even though Kavra Brios won't override the Oraisa, but if you have a Shita that you can rely on, that with the Kavra Brios would override, even though we don't normally hold like the Ri unless it's Mamish Shas Adchak. Welcome to a Shas Adchak. Kavra Brios would be the Shas Adchak, and therefore, if the whole Anaf is cut off and the Gadil is intact, since you have the Ri to rely on, don't take it off in public and be embarrassed. Rather, you can walk to your house and you can take it off there. That is the that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. What?
It's not the same as Shavuot Sasa that we saw before, or no? In other words, we were saying that before that the reason you're not going to take it off is because it's just already on you. And now we're saying, oh, it's because it's just in the Sukkah.
The question is, you have to go back and take it off.
We didn't get into Shavuot Sasa yet. Where do we mention that? Today? Oh, he's saying way back when?
Yeah.
No, because no.
Because
here you're walking around. Yeah, it's not. It wouldn't be like that. There's one just a Sharatin I wanted to point out. When the Mishnah Berurah said in the fifth to last line, but in Rishon Rabbim, which is the Araisa, you have to take it off whether it's a Talas Gadol or a Talas Katan. The Sharatin writes that's from the Shulchan Aruch Hagraz. Uposhethu, it's obvious. It's not like I'm going to see tomorrow by a Talas Katan that would be considered a Gnai Gadol. Addressing what you just said, because over here it's different, because here it's an Issa d'Oraisa, but Kum V'Asei, that you're getting up and you're carrying in a Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, that's a Kum V'Asei, because every step that you take, if you stop and you start walking again, that's a Kum V'Asei of carrying on Shabbos, that's an Issa d'Oraisa, but we will see a Heter tomorrow, even by d'Oraisa, by a Gnai Gadol. But for now, for tonight, let's stop over here, and in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll pick up at the regular time, and we'll finish Siman Yud Gimel Mitzvah Shem.